this gives you various, this yet again makes some general comments. So these files are not organized as well as I would like. It's because this field and what we do keeps changing so rapidly. Alright. So we already mentioned embarrassingly parallel. In the general area of coarse-grained software integration, there is one obvious example, which I forgot to mention in my coarse-grained integration, that's linking a database with a compute engine. So I won't go into a detail, but an example we built once was financial modeling on demand, where the database has stock prices, and your big compute engine, which actually did run on a parallel machine, accessed that database using web technology, and then it actually ran as a standard MPI parallel program on the SP2. So an example of coarse-grained integration is where one of the modules is a database. Now, Java can be used in actually three different ways. The one way, which I will not, I think, discuss anymore because I did it already, was Java for scientific computing. So this is Java as the programming language for everything. That's one application of Java, which is not the deployment application of today, but will be, in my opinion, the deployment application probably 3 to 5 years from now. That's, I guess, possibly my optimistic. That's my estimate for when the next generation of children will come into schools knowing Java so fluently they will use it for everything. The next application of Java is as a user interface. Now that I view as a highly promising use of Java that we can do today, and includes within it this concept of Java as a wrapper, user wrapper. So actually my model for getting traditional Fortran programmers and C++ programmers to use Java is to build them the Java wrapper. They sit there tweaking their program from their Java, doing their visualization from their Java front end, and then they have to improve the back end. And they'll start off improving their Fortran, and then they'll move to improving their, writing it all in Java once the Java compilers get good enough and they become fluent enough with Java. So I see that as a natural way of doing it, doing this. We've already mentioned Java servers, which is essentially the way we implement Webflow. So this is Java as the coordination entity, the session management software to implement essentially ABS on the web, which is what Webflow is. Something we've deployed today is what I call HPF or MPI on the web, and that is actually even simpler. That is what I would say is using web windows for HPF or MPI. So that's saying just build a web client interface to existing technologies. And let's ignore the last bullet, which is just one particular example, which is building, when you look at these Java interfaces, you can obviously build so-called problem-solving environments. Many people have done this. So you can make domain-specific front ends, and we happen to be building one for adaptive mesh refinement. Next file. All right, so we've seen this before. So